Imagine having the ability to consistently make the right decisions while everyone around you struggles with uncertainty. This isn't about innate genius. It's about mastering a specific discipline that transforms ordinary managers into extraordinary executives. The secret? Effectiveness isn't about personality or working harder. It's about systematically focusing your limited time on what truly matters. Consider how most executives spend their days, constantly reacting, perpetually busy, yet accomplishing surprisingly little of significance. The truly effective executive takes a radically different approach. They begin by tracking where their time actually goes, not where they think it goes, and are often shocked by the results. One CEO I worked with discovered he spent 70% of his time on activities that contributed nothing to his organization's success. By methodically eliminating these time wasters, he reclaimed nearly 30 hours weekly for high-impact work. What makes this approach revolutionary is its focus on contribution rather than effort. Instead of asking, "What tasks should I perform?" effective executives ask, "What unique value can I deliver that justifies my position?" This shifts the entire paradigm from activity to outcomes. When you organize your work around contribution, priorities become crystal clear, and decisions about where to invest your time become almost automatic. Organizations often fixate on fixing weaknesses instead of leveraging strengths. But excellence comes from maximizing natural talents, not achieving mediocrity across all areas. Effective executives focus on strengths, both their own and others. They ask, "What can this person do exceptionally well?" rather than dwelling on weaknesses. When a marketing director leveraged her analyst's data visualization skills by pairing him with a charismatic presenter, their combined strengths produced superior results. This principle applies to personal development too. Rather than trying to improve everything, focus on enhancing your natural abilities. If strategy is your strength and operations your weakness, excel at strategy and partner with operations experts. In staffing, prioritize matching people's strengths to role requirements rather than focusing solely on credentials. Design systems that maximize strengths while making weaknesses irrelevant. Smart executives make poor decisions not from lack of intelligence, but from lacking a systematic decision process. Without structure, we fall victim to cognitive biases and emotional reactions that cloud judgment. The effective executive follows a framework that transforms decision-making from art to science. They first determine if a situation truly requires a decision. Is it a symptom of a deeper issue, part of a pattern? This initial assessment prevents wasting energy on pseudo-problems while identifying opportunities for fundamental solutions. For necessary decisions, they establish boundary conditions, specifications any solution must satisfy. These define what the decision must accomplish and set evaluation criteria. For example, a tech executive facing a launch delay might require maintaining product quality, preserving customer relationships, and staying within budget. The process requires developing multiple alternatives, countering the tendency to seize the first plausible option. Implementation planning begins before the final decision, addressing who needs to know and what actions must be taken. This forward thinking transforms decisions from conclusions into actionable commitments. The most accomplished executives distinguish themselves through strategic time management. Success begins with a clear understanding of time allocation. By logging activities for 2 weeks and evaluating each with, "What if this weren't done?" and "Could someone else do this?" executives often discover how much time is spent ineffectively. Meetings typically emerge as the largest time drain. Effective executives transform them by requiring clear purposes, information sharing, decisions, or relationship building, advanced materials, and strict time limits. Most crucially, they block off substantial, uninterrupted time for deep work, the complex thinking and creative problem-solving that demands sustained concentration. These periods received the same protection as critical meetings, ensuring executives delivered their unique value. In our achievement-oriented culture, we often believe more is better. Yet effective executives understand a counterintuitive truth. Excellence requires doing less, but with intense focus on what truly matters. This principle of concentration opposes the modern tendency to divide attention across many initiatives. The effective executive focuses on doing the vital few things exceptionally well. When faced with multiple urgent matters, they ask, which of these, if done exceptionally well, would make the others unnecessary? This reveals where concentrated effort yields disproportionate results. Prioritization requires courage to abandon the past. We become attached to existing projects, even when they no longer serve organizational objectives. Effective executives regularly review activities, eliminating those that have become unproductive or obsolete to free resources for new opportunities. The discipline of saying no is essential. Each new commitment dilutes focus on existing priorities. Effectiveness is measured by results achieved, not tasks undertaken. While the ineffective executive says yes to every request, the effective one evaluates each against key objectives, accepting only those aligned with strategic priorities. Knowledge work, the intellectual effort powering modern organizations, presents unique management challenges due to its invisible nature. Effective executives define knowledge work by results rather than activities. Instead of vague goals like improving customer service, they set specific targets like reducing response time by 40% while maintaining 90% satisfaction. This transforms abstract goals into measurable deliverables. They structure complex intellectual tasks into discrete components with clear dependencies. For example, breaking a research project into phases: data gathering, analysis, hypothesis formation, testing, and conclusions. This prevents paralysis and enables better resource allocation. Time management is crucial for knowledge work productivity. Executives create protected time blocks for deep work, shielding teams from distractions that impair complex problem solving. Finally, they establish practices for continuous learning, capturing insights, reflecting on experiences, and incorporating new knowledge. This disciplined approach compounds intellectual capital over time. How many brilliant strategies have failed in execution? The gap between knowing and doing is where most organizations stumble. Effective executives build systematic approaches to bridge this gap, ensuring good thinking translates into results. Implementation starts with detailed planning. The effective executive maps out specific action steps, resources, and responsibilities, creating timelines and clear accountability structures that transform abstract choices into concrete commitments. Feedback mechanisms serve as guardrails for success. Regular checkpoints verify progress and enable course corrections, while early warning systems track indicators like customer complaints or employee turnover to identify potential issues. Systematic reflection is built into the action cycle. Post-initiative reviews capture key learnings about what worked and what didn't, building organizational knowledge that prevents repeated mistakes. Action requires courage and calculated risk-taking. While perfect information is rarely available, effective executives develop the judgment to act decisively with incomplete data. They balance the risks of premature action against delayed response, using careful planning and monitoring to mitigate uncertainty while accepting that some risk is inevitable.